transformation of character takes place here. October 20th. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. We are none of us what we may be, what God would have us be, and what His Word requires us to be. And it is our unbelief that shuts us away from God, for we may at any time lift up our souls to Him, and find grace and strength. When Christ shall come, our vile bodies are to be changed, and made like His glorious body, but the vile character will not be made holy then. The transformation of character must take place before His coming. Our natures must be pure and holy. We must have the mind of Christ, that He may behold with pleasure His image reflected upon our souls. Enoch was a marked character, and many look upon his life as something far above what the generality of mortals can ever reach. But Enoch's life and character, which were so holy that he was translated to heaven without seeing death, represent the lives and characters of all who will be translated when Christ comes. His life was what the life of every individual may be if he will live near to God. We should remember that Enoch was surrounded by unholy influences. The society around him was so depraved that God brought a flood of waters on the world to destroy its inhabitants for their corruption. Were Enoch upon the earth today, his heart would be in harmony with all of God's requirements. He would walk with God, although surrounded by influences the most wicked and debasing. The palm tree well represents the life of a Christian. It stands upright amid the burning desert sands, and dies not, for it draws sustenance from springs beneath the surface. Joseph preserved his integrity when surrounded by idolaters in Egypt, in the midst of sin and blasphemy and corrupting influences. When he was tempted to turn aside from the path of virtue, his answer was, "How shall I do this great wickedness, and sin against God?" Enoch, Joseph, and Daniel depended upon a strength that was infinite, and this is the only course of safety for Christians to pursue in our day. The lives of these marked men were hid with Christ in God. They were loyal to God, pure amid depravity, devout and fervent when brought in contact with atheism and idolatry. Through divine grace they cultivated only such qualities as were favorable to the development of pure and holy characters. Thus it may be with us. The spirit which Enoch, Joseph and Daniel possessed, we may have. We may draw from the same source of strength, possess the same power of self-control, and the same graces may shine out in our lives.